Hello, I'm Danny O'Brien, and welcome to version 0.01 of the EFF podcast, the Electronic Frontier Foundation's look at the world of digital rights as seen from our lofty vantage point in San Francisco's glamorous Mission District. Coming up, news on the Sony BMG rootkit settlement and how you can help in the AT&T wiretapping case. But before that, news from the California State's Appeals Court, which ruled in favor today of the Electronic Frontier Foundation's petition on behalf of three online journalists and held that online journalists have the same right to protect the confidentiality of their sources as offline reporters do. EFF staff attorney Kurt Obsol, who argued the case, Apple v. Doe's, before the court last month, explained the significance of the decision.
The court held that these online journalists were entitled to the protections of the Reporter Shield set forth in the California Constitution, as well as the protections in the Liberty of Speech Clause of the California Constitution and the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. In short, that the freedom of the press protects them from having to disclose their sources and their confidential unpublished information.
What was it about these publications that made them equivalent to journalists?
Well, I mean, they are journalists. They've always been journalists. They've been doing reporting for, in one case, 8, and in another case, 10 years, daily news coverage of Apple and Apple News items. And the court looked at the statute, the Reporters Shield statute, which protects publishers, editors, and took a look at how that would apply to an online world, and that they were publishers, and that their publications were within the ambit of magazines and other periodicals.
Does this mean Apple won't be able to protect its hard-fought for confidential documents anymore?
Well, certainly not. Apple is free to pursue its litigation. What it's saying is it can't take a shortcut through the journalist to find out who the confidential source is. Apple apparently has a leaker inside its house. And one of the things that was critical for the court's decision was Apple's failure to exhaust other avenues of discovery. Its investigation internally was not particularly thorough. The court looked at that in detail and pointed out many areas in which they could have further investigated without going straight to the journalists. You don't want to turn journalists into the investigative arm of private litigants, where instead of doing their own due diligence, they go issue subpoenas to the press.
And one thing I did notice about the opinion was that it was very technically knowledgeable. Is this something that you get from Silicon Valley judges?
Well, Silicon Valley judges certainly have an opportunity to deal with a lot of technical cases, and the author of this opinion actually presided over a trade secrets trial that lasted for several years, and thus would have an opportunity to really look at some of the technical details. It was an informed panel of judges, and also one that was really knowledgeable about the importance of the protecting freedom of press.
Now, this gives some protections to bloggers as online journalists. Does it bode well for podcasters?
Well, it bodes well to all journalists. First of all, the trials court decision was a danger to all journalists because it said that when trade secrets were at issue, the protections did not apply, and that was corrected in today's ruling. You know, as the Supreme Court has said, the press connotates all manners of or mediums that can provide information and expression, be that a printed page, a mimeograph sheet, something you write up and post up on the wall, or a podcast.
EFF staff attorney Kurt Obsol. In other news, Sony settles. In the U.S. District Court, Judge Naomi Rice Buchwald gave final approval Monday to a settlement for those who'd purchased the Sony BMG CDs that contain flawed copy protection software, including the XCP rootkit and Suncom MediaMax software. If you have any of over 100 affected CD titles, from Dido to Shel Silverstone to Celine Dion's On Ne Change Pas, you can now obtain the same music without any DRM and may be able to claim additional downloads or a small cash settlement. The agreement also forces Sony BMG to stop manufacturing CDs with the DRM, waive several restrictive terms in their end-user license agreements, and commits the company to a detailed security process for any future CD DRM. Participating in the settlement is just one way to show Sony BMG and the rest of the entertainment industry just how important the digital rights management issue is to you. Finally, if you've been watching the news or perhaps listening into people's private conversations using a massive and illegal domestic surveillance program, you'll have probably heard about our class action lawsuit against AT&T. The suit alleges that AT&T opened its key telecommunication facilities to direct access by the NSA and or other government agencies, as well as provided access to its over 300 terabyte Daytona caller information database. If you'd like to support us in our work to stop this secret surveillance project, you can by becoming an EFF member at eff.org/support. We also have a set of banners you can use on your site. Just go to our website and click on the recursively titled Get EFF vs. AT&T banner on the left-hand side of the menu. Well, that's it for our beta podcast. If there's something you'd like to hear in this, questions for EFF staff, or you've already patented the idea of a podcast and would like to demand a license fee from us, mail EFF at information@eff.org. We'd really like to hear from you.